Please stand by. It's Bobby Dooley.
Thank you so much, Steve Dooley. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 53 of the Bobby Dooley Podcast. I am Bobby Dooley, and our announcer is Steve Dooley, also my husband. And if I could just make a note to Rick Wiffner, I don't know if that works. You know, Rick? Steve being the announcer.
No, you want me to say it.
What did you say?
You wanted me to say it.
I wanted you to say it. That's something I want to get clear in the new year, the year of 2014. What do you mean, I wanted you to say it? Speak in full sentences, darling, as if you have been educated in something higher than the remedial level in school. I think a lot of our listeners understand what I'm saying, don't you? Okay? You understand?
Yeah, okay. I mean, God, wow. You're jumping all over me.
Well, don't start to cry. I'm just saying, Steve.
I'm not going to cry.
Well, I'm saying, you know, when you communicate, say something more than, didn't I do it, or whatever you do. Now, I did ask you to be the announcer because a lot of the different shows have announcers. Can you handle it? Yes or no?
Yes, I can. I think yes, I can.
You see what I mean about the halting? You know, where is... let me talk to Gene Abercrombie. Gene, where are you?
Right here, Bobby.
Doesn't it sound partial, what he's doing?
Well, you do sound a little bit hesitant.
Well, I'm trying to... Oh, God, man, you single me out so I get filled up.
No, I'm not feeling you up, Steve. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have to table that, as we say, when we use Robert's Rules of Parliamentarying... Robert's Rules of Parliament's Meet. Well, it's the Robert's Rules, right?
It's the Robert's Rules of Parliamentarian Procedure, yes.
That's exactly right. And we use that. Thank you very much, Gene.
Wow. Gene gets to do it.
Steve, don't start because I'm this close to tearing the head off a dove. And I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Did you hear about what Buzzy Osborne did? Remember the man that landed on the moon? Buzz Aldrin, the rock and roller, right?
I think you're talking.
I'll do it, Abercrombie. I'll do it.
Abercrombie.
Yeah, fine.
Buzzy Aldrin. Steve, honey, if you're back to doing up Darvon, if you're back to tying off and doing Darvon, I must know. Because I'm your wife.
Well, I'm... No.
All right. So it was Ozzy Osbourne. That's it. Thank you very much, Gene. Gene Abercrombie to the rescue. Yes, honey, I love you. It's okay. By the way, I want to thank Mark Maron. We were included in a little snippet, a little clip-it, a little clip-snip, however they say that.
Yeah, a little bit of tiny snipple, a nipple slip, not...
Not a nipple slip. Come here.
Please don't slap the face. Yikes.
Don't say dirty things and go, ooh-hoo-hoo-hoo, aren't I funny?
Treat me like I'm a baby.
Because you act like a baby, Steve.
No, I'm not. I'm a full-grown man.
Are you a full-grown man? Come here.
No.
Ow!
See?
Well, it did hurt.
Then act like the full-grown man, or the full-grown man, full-grown-up man that you say you are. Anyway, I want to thank Mark Maron. We had a little bit of a snippet clip in his TV show. And, Steve, you were featured, I think. We were talking about the Cuntington sisters and the fact that you were looking in their bathroom window while one of them was sitting on the toilet. And
yeah, because she had a racing form.
Well, I don't know that anybody really bought the fact that because she had a racing form, it was okay. But... Be that as it may, we'll leave that for another day, okay? What I want to talk about here is Steve's family, the Laboons and the Dooleys, were here over the holiday weekend. And, honey, I think you and I are in agreement on your Aunt Kathleen.
Yeah, my Aunt Kathleen is way off the beaten path, and everyone knows about that.
This is Steve's mother's sister, Kathleen Laboon. The Laboons, and her actual married name is what?
Tridiment.
Tridiment is her married name, but the family name, the maiden name is Laboon, because we know Old Lady Laboon, not Old Lady, I shouldn't say.
My grandmother.
Yes, your grandmother. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call her Old Lady Laboon. Isn't that what she's referred to as?
Well, I mean, you know, some of the people in the family that don't like her will say, Old Lady Laboon is on the, she's on the rag, not the rag. They'll say, Old Lady Laboon is on, man, she's on the rag trail, you know.
This is what I mean. Would you spit it out, please?
Yes, I was going to say.
See, I've got Jean Abercrombie here, you know.
Yeah, Jean Abercrombie, you got no business at all.
I say he does. I say he does. Jean Abercrombie is giving me a little bit of assistance here. And I think that when we talk about Steve's grandmother, Old Lady Laboon, we're talking about a real, real traveling, rolling, smoldering wreck of a human being, still rolling, not yet hitting the median. So this holiday weekend, holiday season, from the 17th of December until the 2nd of January, Kathleen and all of the cousins were at our home, and oh, God. Oh, God.
Well, yeah, it was pretty bad.
They laid around the house. They stunk. But it was Kathleen, I think, who really put the topper on it. When I walked into the kitchen, and she was reading my Inquirer with the robe hanging open, so you could see everything. And I walked in and I said, good Christ, on the altar of, I swore up and down.
Yeah, Bobby swore a blue streak. I think everybody's going to say that.
I did. I just went, good Christ, on a large altar with ornamentation and in a V8 engine. And she looked up and went, huh? Like that. And I said, you got it all hanging out there in the breeze, Kathleen. She looked down, shrugged her shoulders, and just threw it across her massive breasts. And I said to her, no, not good enough. And she said, it's going to have to be because I haven't finished reading this article about Catherine Zeta-Jones. And I said, well, Catherine Zeta-Jones and you are going to hit the highway nude from the butt up if I have to do it. And that's when she belched, got up and said, I'm leaving your hovel. And I said, yes, in 15 minutes. So it was a test of wills.
It really was. Bobby was going back and forth with Aunt Kathleen and Aunt Kathleen and everything, you know, but...
But who won?
Well, you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you better believe I did. I won large. I won big time. I said, you and all of you sweating animals that have the last name of either Laboon or Dooley, other than my husband and sons and me, because at one point Kathleen said, oh, your last name is Dooley. Ooh. And I said, it really takes a gargantuan ogre, a belching ogre like you, to find humor in what you just done said. And she looked at me and went, no! And I said, get your fat. And I put a boot right into that big fat rear end of hers, didn't I, Steve?
Yeah, you did.
And out she went. So, but next year we're looking forward to having them back. It was just wonderful.
Bobby Dooley's Wardrobe by Radio Free Europe.
The Bobby Dooley Podcast is produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on the Sideshow Network.
This is Bobby Dooley. I'm Steve Dooley, and I'm an announcer.
Bobby Dooley, 2014. Ooh!